This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. 27 Indian tourists die after a bus plunges into Mursangi River at Aina Poharab, Tanau District. 16 injured receiving treatment at Maharanjganj Best Tribhuwan University Teaching Hospital. Parliamentary Special Inquiry Committee records statement of former Managing Director of Gurkha Media Network, Ravi Lamisani, on misappropriation of cooperative funds. United Nations welcomes adoption of new transitional justice bill in Nepal, and Indian Prime Minister Modi meets Ukrainian President Zelensky in Kyiv, says India stands with peace. Now the news in detail. At least 27 people died when a bus with Indian number plate plunged into the Mursangi River at Aina Pohara of Abu Khairani Rural Municipality, Tuap Tanau District, along the Prithivi Highway this afternoon. The bus en route to Kathmandu from Pokhara fell some 200 feet off the road to plunge into the Mursangi River. According to the police, a total of 43 people, including the driver, were travelling in the bus. Chief District Officer of Tanahu, Janardhan Gautam, confirmed that 15 females and 11 males died at Abu Khairani Hospital and one child died at a Chitwan West Hospital. According to the armed police force, 16 passengers who were injured in the incident have been brought to Kathmandu via the Nepal Army helicopter for the treatment at Maharajganj Best Tribhuwan University Teaching Hospital. The Parliamentary Special Inquiry Committee has questioned Ravi Lamisani, the former Home Minister and the former Managing Director of Gurkha Media Network Private Limited regarding the misappropriation of cooperative funds. Chairman of the Parliamentary Committee, Surya Thapa, informed that Lamisani, President of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party, has been interrogated among those accused of misappropriating the funds of various cooperatives and companies. According to Committee Secretary Babita Mishra, the former Director of Gurkha Media Network Private Limited, Chabilal Joshi, was also questioned today. The committee is taking statements from people accused of being involved in the misappropriation of funds from various cooperatives and companies. The United Nations has welcomed the adoption of the new Transitional Justice Bill in Nepal. The United Nations has stated that the adoption of new Transitional Justice legislation in Nepal marks an important step in the nation's long journey towards accountability and reconciliation. UN Human Rights Chief Volker Turk said on Thursday that the amendment bill entitled the Investigation of Enforced Disappeared Persons, Truth and Reconciliation Bill aims to ensure truth and accountability for serious human rights violations committed by all parties during Nepal's civil war. Turk, issuing a statement in Geneva, Switzerland, affirmed that his office was ready to assist Nepal in taking this crucial phase of the peace process forward. Likewise, Turk commended Nepal to have become a regional and global example of a successful peaceful transition towards democratic, constitutional and federal governance. The House of Representatives and the National Assembly have endorsed the bill related to transitional justice. The bill will take the form of an act to come into force after the President's authentication. The government has given permission for land acquisition in Makwanpur district for the Kathmandu Tarai Madhes Fast Track project. Government spokesperson and communication minister Prithibi Subba Gurung said a cabinet meeting held on Thursday decided to give permission to acquire around 34,000 square feet land for the project. Likewise, the government decided to lift ban on TikTok with conditions, and government's decision would be implemented once the determined conditions are fulfilled. Minister for Home Affairs Ramesh Lekhak reaffirmed the government's commitment towards maintaining rule of law in the country. In a meeting organized by District Administration Office Dhanusa at Janakpur Dham today, Home Minister Likhak articulated government's readiness to foster good governance, combat corruption and develop economic sector. The Home Minister, in meeting with the heads of public offices in the district, called for cooperation from them to support the government's anti-corruption efforts. This news comes to you from Regionable. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupaya, mutton khana 200 rupaya. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
Huncha ni mitra, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Viber, WhatsApp jasta samajik sanjal haru matrai chalaune ho bhane Nepal Telecom ma asadhyai sasto mulya ma social media data pack paincha. Tehile ne majale chalaune.
Star 1415 hash dial garnuhos.
Nepal Telecom, rashtrako sanchar.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Foreign Affairs Minister and Nepali Congress Central Member Dr. Arju Rana Deva has claimed that her recent visit to India remained successful. In a meeting of the Nepali Congress Central Execution Committee on Friday, Minister Dr. Rana apprised the meeting that the official visit contributed significantly to promote the goodwill between Nepal and India. During her stay, the Foreign Affairs Minister held a courtesy call on Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi and a bilateral meeting with her Indian counterpart, Dr. S. Jaishankar. President Ramchandra Kovind says the popularity of Sanskrit language has been increasing throughout the country, throughout the world, rather, and not only in Nepal. Addressing a prize distribution program organized at the President's office in Sital Nivas today, the head of the state mentioned that the popularity of Sanskrit is rising not only in Nepal and India, but globally, since various universities across the world are offering courses on Sanskrit language and literature. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. news in English. Now on to some international news updates. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi met Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on the first ever visit to Ukraine by an Indian Prime Minister since the establishment of diplomatic relations in 1992. His Ukraine visit comes nearly 6 weeks after his high-profile trip to Russia. Indian Prime Minister Modi and Ukrainian President Zelensky hugged and shook hands as they met at the Martyrologist Exposition in Kyiv. According to the Times of India, Indian Prime Minister Modi and Ukrainian President Zelensky held a delegation-level meeting at Mariinsky Palace in Kyiv and witnessed the exchange of MOUs between the two countries. Although India has yet to condemn the Russia's invasion of Ukraine, the Indian Prime Minister said India is ready to play role of friend. The Indian Prime Minister said that India stood firmly for peace in the war between Ukraine and Russia. He added that India stands firmly for peace. Indian External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar said the talks revolved around to some extent to military situation and on conceivable paths to peace. At least 13 people have been killed by floods triggered by heavy rains in eastern Bangladesh. The Al Jazeera cited the Ministry of Disaster Management and Relief of Bangladesh as saying around 4.5 million people have been affected due to floods triggered by torrential rains. The ministry said on Friday that nearly 190,000 people were taken to emergency relief shelters and 11 of the country's 64 districts were affected by the flooding. It is said that rescuers are scrambling to evacuate flooded communities. The Army and the Navy have been deployed with speedboats and helicopters rescuing those stranded by the swollen rivers. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Koshi Province, Madhya Province, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province, Lumini Province and Sudur Paschim Province and at a few places of the rest of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of the Koshi province, Bagmati province and Lumbini province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. 27 Indian tourists die after a bus plunges into Mursangdi River at Aina Paharab, Tanau district. 16 injured receiving treatment at Maharaj Ganj based Tribhuvan University Teaching Hospital. Parliamentary Special Inquiry Committee records statement of former Managing Director of Gurkha Media Network Ravi Lamisani on misappropriation of cooperative funds. United Nations welcomes adoption of new transitional justice bill in Nepal. And Indian Prime Minister Modi meets Ukrainian President Zelensky in Kyiv, says India stands firmly for peace. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Read Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.nv for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.